The supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it, and leave no grief unless Thou takes it away, and leave no enemy, and leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the name of Allah, the best of the names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio from Iran. We're going to speak about the noble character of the Prophet. I invite all of you to be with us. بعد العسر يسرا ربنا عليك قدرا يا إمام الأنبياء أنت في الوجدان حي أنت للعينين ضي أنت عند الحوض ري أنت هاد وصفي يا حبيبي يا محمد Today, Monday, is the 29th of Safar, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 4th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 26th of September, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by recitation of chapter Yasin, the first verses.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
ياسين.
ياسين.
والقرآن الحكيم.
By the wise Quran.
إِنَّكَ لَمِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ.
Indeed you, O Muhammad, are from among the messengers.
عَلَى صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ.
On a straight path.
تَنْزِيلَ الْعَزِيزِ الرَّحِيمِ.
This is a revelation of the exalted in might, the merciful.
لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
In spite of the kinds of accusations which were said to the Prophet of Allah, like poet, soothsayer, sorcerer, and insane, Allah the Wise swears by the Quran full of wisdom and emphasizes on the messengership of the Prophet. Some Islamic tradition indicate that this term is one of the names of the Holy Prophet of Islam. Some of Islamic traditions indicate that Yasin is one of the names of the Holy Prophet of Islam.
Mustafa, anta nabiyul amin, wa sayyidul mursaleen.
The primary mission of the Prophet having brought Islam to the Muslim was to instill good character with them in every aspect of their lives. The Messenger of Allah said, "Verily, I have only been sent to perfect righteous character." Good character is the result of a pure heart that is free from spiritual diseases like envy, malice, and arrogance. A person with good character has integrity and is not overly attached to worldly things at the expense of righteousness. It was said to the Messenger of Allah, "Which of the people is the best?" The Messenger of Allah said, "Everyone who is pure of heart and truthful in speech." They said, "Truthful in speech, we know. What is a pure heart?" The Prophet said, "It is a heart that fears Allah and is clean. There is no sin in it, and neither aggression, malice, nor envy."
Sheikh Rouhani.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Dear and respected brothers and sisters, first of all, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. In this episode, we are going to talk about the moral and ethical characteristics of Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Actually, the Prophet, the Messenger of God, is a kind of, his life is a manifestation of divine mercy, of divine compassion and actually kindness to the human being. Not only to the human being, but also to the whole universe, to all the creatures. So That is why, since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful, is the most kind, is the most compassionate, then his messenger, who is like a vicegerent, a caliph, a successor, we can say, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he also manifests the mercy and the kindness of God, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the universe. So, now how can we prove that he is merciful? You know, the guidance, the responsibility of the Prophet is to guide us into the right path. Now the question is that why did Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send us the Prophet? The Prophets are sent out of the mercifulness and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Since Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us, loves the human being, that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guides us and helps us to be guided into the right path, to be saved from the hellfire. So, to be sent to the paradise, to the heaven, to Jannah. So, it is because of the mercy and the kindness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because sending the prophets is because of the mercifulness of God. It is a kind of mercy, it's a kind of rahmah. So this divine guidance by the prophets is also a manifestation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and kindness. And so the one whose responsibility is to spread kindness and mercifulness towards the people, so he himself must be the most merciful person, because he is manifesting the mercy of God in the universe. So the one who is the manifestation of mercy of Allah, so he must be in the highest level of mercifulness and kindness. So that's why you see that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is introduced as rahmatan lil alamin, as mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the whole universe.
وصلي على الهادي حبيبي جد الحسن رسولي معدن الجود إمام الحرام نبينا خير من يمشي على قدمي يا عاشق صلوا على سيد الكون سيد الكون صلى الله عليه وآله آه يا نبي.
Let's look at social policies of Prophet Muhammad in this part of today's special. Medina expanded and its population increased. People started cultivating the vast lands in the valley without anyone to deter them or to stop them, and there was no tax on construction nor agriculture. Historians have mentioned that the number of the Muslims from among the resistance of Medina increased by a third before the Battle of Khandaq and doubled thereafter. The Messenger of Allah wrote a document for Muhajirin and the Ansar, making the residents of each quarter responsible for their quarter in particular and for the security of the city in general. Thus, it was a popular government whose reins were in the hands of people themselves, and the settlement of anyone who migrated to Medina was done upon that basis. The Messenger of Allah used to distribute to the Muslims whatever he abstained of the charity, zakat, homes, donations, and occasionally booty.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin Nabiyil Ummi wa ala alihi
This is today's special, and we'll look at the mannerism. Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him and his pure progeny, was the epitome of good manners. Every action that he undertook in life represented the highest morals and manners that a person could exhibit. He was an ideal being in terms of manners and ethics, the likes of which the world has not seen. As one of his companions notes about his manners, the Prophet did not swear at anyone, nor was he rude, nor did he curse anyone. If he desired to reprimand someone, he would say, "What is wrong with him? May dust be cast in his face." Thus, if a Muslim is to give an example of the manners of someone, there would be none more suitable than Muhammad, the last messenger of Allah, peace be upon him and his pure progeny.
He is rahmah upon us. If it wasn't for him, Allah would punish us for our sins today. In another verse, Allah says, وَلَوْ يُؤَاخِذُ اللَّهُ النَّاسَ بِمَا كَسَبُوا مَا تَرَكَ عَلَىٰ ظَهْرِهَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ وَلَكِنْ يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ إِلَىٰ أَجَلٍ مُسَمَّى. Allah says, if I wanted to punish humanity for their deeds, for their sins in this dunya, I would have to kill everyone. There's no ma'soom. I'd have to destroy everyone. But Allah says, يُؤَخِّرُهُمْ. Allah says, I will give you time till the next life. He gives you your entire life. And if I do not repent, I don't change, in the next life, accountability comes. This is from the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is number one. Number two, a second way where Rasulullah was a form of mercy, is a form of mercy to us till this day, is that when we want to seek tawbah, we want to return to Allah, we want Him to forgive us, the greatest door to Allah is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You see, the Quran tells us once again, go to the Jews and compare how much Allah has showed us mercy compared to the Jews and the Christians. Allah says that when the Jews committed a sin, when he went to the mountain and he left his brother Harun, he came back, he saw them, they're worshipping the calf. They're worshipping that animal. So they committed a sin here. How do they repent? If they want to repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran says, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى, in the verse, let me read you the exact verse of what Musa said. إِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِقَوْمِهِ يَا قَوْمِ إِنَّكُمْ ظَلَمْتُمْ أَنفُسَكُمْ بِاتِّخَاذِكُمُ الْعِجْلَ. You have done dhulum, he told Bani Israel. You've done dhulum to yourself because you have committed. إِنَّ الشِّرْكَ لَظُلْمٌ عَظِيمٌ, the Quran says. Shirk is a form of dhulm to yourself, oppression to yourself. Okay, what do we do now if we want Allah to forgive us? Look at what Musa tells them. فَتُوبُوا إِلَىٰ بَارِئِكُمْ, return to Allah, repent to Him. فَقْتُلُوا أَنفُسَكُمْ. You know how Allah will forgive you? You have to kill each other. The hadith says, Musa made them into two tribes, he gave them swords. Fight until you all die. This way Allah will purify you. This is in the Quran. If they wanted tawbah, they had to kill themselves. They had to fight until they die. Allah says, now I forgive you. With Muslims, with Islam, tawbah became so easy because of Rasulullah. Because Allah loved Rasulullah and He wanted Him to be a sign of mercy, tawbah is just say, Ilahi al-af. Say, Ya Allah, I ask You to forgive me.
Dear brothers and sisters, that was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic. It was about the life of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and his pure progeny, on the next episode of today's special. So accompany us. Till then, fi amanillah.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
لا إله إلا الله الله ربي
محمد نبي علي إمامي
لفتى إلا علي علي إمامي علي إمامي علي إمامي
Food for thought.
Salam, dear listeners, and let us listen to a thought-provoking saying from the Prophet's 18th infallible heir, Imam Reza, peace upon him. The worst earner of livelihood is that who deprives others of improving their livelihoods through his earnings.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with
Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful and noble hadith which has been narrated from Imam al-Sadiq alayhi salam. This hadith is about alleviating the sorrow of another person, alleviating the sorrow of another believer. You know, one of the hot topics of this era is mental health and depression, right? This is something that has become a widespread issue. You know, depression has become one of those grave problems, and the alleviation of this psychological and spiritual malady, you know, has become a hot topic today. And perhaps it was present in the past, but, you know, not as acute as it has become today. In this hadith, Imam Sadiq alayhi salam says that, you know, alleviating this sorrow and sadness from the heart of a believer, right, it has an otherworldly reward, you know. Aside from helping this person, you know, overcoming his depression, to use the terminology of this era, you know, it also has a spiritual benefit for this person in the hereafter. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam said, "When Allah will raise the believer out of his grave, another presence will also come out with him and walk ahead of him," right? A person, when he comes out of his grave, you know, a person will also exit the grave. And this person, or this presence, the Imam doesn't say person, he says a presence. The actual Arabic word is kharaja ma'ahu mithalun yaqdumu amama. A misal, a similitude, some kind of shadowy presence will exit the grave with him and walk ahead of him. And whenever the believer will come across one of the terrors of the day of resurrection, you know, the day of resurrection has numerous way stations, mawaqif. Each of these are very terrifying, such as, you know, begins with death, then the questioning of the person in the grave, then the exiting of the grave, and then the passing over the bridge. All of these are way stations of the hereafter. And, you know, each of these are very terrifying for a person. So when this person, whenever he encounters one of these frightening and terrifying events of the day of resurrection, this presence that has exited the grave with him will console this person, you know, will, you know, attempt to alleviate the sorrow and terror of this person, saying, "Do not worry or be saddened." Obviously, you know, this person is not trying to console, this presence won't try to console the person. Actually, you know, ontologically or existentially, kind of do something where the sorrow of the person is alleviated. And the believer will ask, "Who are you?" At which it will reply, "I am the happiness that you used to bring upon your fellow believer in this world." So the happiness that a person gives to another believer on that day, it will take on the form of a presence, a spiritual presence. And this happiness will in turn bring happiness to this person and alleviate his sorrow on that day. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the alleviation of the sorrow of a believer in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hussain Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
Iqra bismi rabbikal ladhi khalaq.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal muzammil qumil layla إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا
قد عودتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وجل فرجه
السلام عليكم respected brothers and sisters and welcome to Let's Recite the Quran Kareem a series of Quranic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network Salaam alaikum, Hussein Ruhullah, Ali Nasir, and Fawad Haider. How are you?
Fine, sir. How
Fine,
are
inshallah?
You?
Yes. Okay, that's great. Ali Nasir, how are
alhamdulillah,
you?
Alhamdulillah,
alhamdulillah. And Fawad Haider?
Fine.
Okay, thank you so much, brothers and sisters, for joining us today. In this session, again, we have our brothers from Sevier International School. So we are going to, inshallah, hold another Quranic session for you. So, respected brothers and sisters, welcome. Let's, inshallah, recite the next ayah of Surah Al-Baqarah, ayah 14. But before we recite, we will listen to this ayah.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Wa idha laqul ladhina amanu qalu amanna. Wa idha khalaw ila shayatinihim qalu inna ma'akum
All right, thank you so much. Alhamdulillah, we'll listen to this ayah now together. I will recite inshallah once and you will repeat. Is that okay?
Yes.
Okay, let's go on inshallah. A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم
وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا
وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا
قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم
قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم
قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون
قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون
أحسن ما شاء الله thank you so much the very first important point about this ayah that I want to tell you is that you must be really careful okay Allah Almighty wants to teach us this point that we have to be very much careful about the plans, about the plots that the hypocrites have, okay? In Arabic we say tawtiyah, okay? In Farsi as well we have this one in Persian, yes? So we have to be very much careful that they make plans, okay? Like whenever they come to us, okay, they are like, say, qalu amanna. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا Whenever those hypocrites, okay, two-faced people, when they meet the people who believe, okay, they say, قَالُوا آمَنَّا So, you are not mu'min, you are not believer. So, this is not, قَالُوا آمَنَّا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ We believe, we are among you, okay, we are with you. We are by your side, okay. And so, they are with us, they live with us, okay. We pray, they pray too. We fast, they fast too, okay. Like this, we pay zakat, they pay zakat too, okay? But whenever they go back and meet their friends, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ And But when they are alone with their devils, with their friends, okay, with the other hypocrites in their own group, okay, what do they say to them? To their friends, they say that, we are with you. We were just going, like, for example, making fun of them or, like, looking for some kind of, what do we say, plans or whatever they have, okay, whatever plans they have in order to fight as the hypocrites, okay? So we were, like, in with them, but we were not actually with them. We were just making fun of them. We were just, like, deriding them, all right? Mocking them. إِنَّا مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ اسْتَهْزَاءُ, okay? Like mocking someone or deriding. So these are the characteristics of those hypocrites, that they are too much keen. They are so smart in doing these type of actions. We have to be very much careful, okay? We will really be harmed, okay, by these type of people a lot. In the countries, especially nowadays, okay, we have this kind of people, okay? They yes. are being charged, they are being, like, for example, funded or supported, okay, by our enemies just to be in with us. Just to be in with us. And when they get a single moment, okay, a single chance, they will, of course, harm us, okay? It's tricky, okay? It's very difficult to understand. But inshallah, mu'minin, okay, believers must be very much smart and keen, okay? If they are smart, we must be smarter.
Yes.
So, inshallah, in the next ayah, we'll study what Allah Almighty says, okay, about these people, about their future.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Now the first point about tajweed rules in this ayah, Fawad Haider is gonna tell us. But one thing about recitation, Ali Nasir, whenever inshallah you wanna recite the Quran Kareem, and Fawad Haider, and you want to listen to Ali Nasir, okay? You should be very much careful that one rule in recitation is this, that the harakat, the vowel sounds, must be pronounced correctly. If there is a short vowel, it has to be a short vowel. It shouldn't be changed to a long vowel or longer vowel. If you're allowed to do it, it's okay. If you're not allowed to do it, don't do it. Your recitation is going to be a bad recitation. Okay. For example,
I'll check his recitation.
Yeah. For example, I heard Ali Nasir, he was reciting after me like, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا. He just stretched the sound of آمن. Why? There is no mad. It's only and only a long vowel, two counts. But you prolonged it for four counts, five counts. So be very much careful, okay? وَإِذَا this much. If it is short vowel, short vowel. Fatha, kasra, dhamma. Okay? And long vowels. Alif, mad, waw, mad, ya, mad. Very much careful. Okay? All right? That's very much important in recitation.
Yes.
So, wa idha laqul ladina idha. This we practiced also in the previous ayah. Pronunciation, it's important. Laqul ladina laqu. We have then, we have an alif there, right? Which is sakin. Hussein, do you see that alif?
Yes.
Okay, it's sakin. And after that alif, we have again an alif on the top, the head of the letter sad, the front part of the letter sad, which is called hamzatul
wasl.
Wasl, yes, hamzatul wasl. Don't forget it. What? An alif which has the front part of the letter sad on the top is called hamzatul
wasl.
While the other alif, which has a hamza on the top, it's called hamzatul
qata.
Hamzatul qata has to be pronounced as hamzatul qata. Hamzatul wasl has two cases. Either you skip it, we learned it, yes, or you pronounce it. So in this case, if you are joining the word laqu with alladhina, you got to skip hamzatul wasl and directly join that qaf to that lam. There is one rule that you have not studied. I'm sure you've not learned this. Whenever you have a long vowel sound, like alif mad, waw mad, ya mad, u, e. Okay, you want to join this word having this mad. Okay, you want to join this to another word that starts with hamzatul wasl. Laqu alladhina. Which one starts with hamzatul wasl? Alladhina, right? Which one starts with hamzatul wasl?
Alladhina.
And you want to join laqu, which ends with a waw mad di.
Yes.
Mad waw, yes? A longer waw. So, oo sound. In this case, you don't have to pronounce the waw mad as waw mad.
It changes to sukun?
No, it changes to short dhamma. Only a dhamma. Like you don't say, وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ. If you have to say it's waw maddi, yes?
So when count. There is idgham, you skip hamzatul wasl.
No, you skip hamzatul wasl and also you skip waw maddi.
When there is idgham.
Whenever you have a word ending in alif maddi, waw maddi, yai maddi. Okay? Plus, a word starts with hamzatul wasl. You want to join this word with that word starting with hamzatul wasl. So in this case, hamzatul wasl, of course, it is skipped. But this waw maddi, alif maddi, yai maddi as well will be skipped. Like for example, you have fi alladhina. Fi alladhina. Look. Fi alladhina. Directly ya will be skipped here.
Yes.
Fi alladhina. Okay?
Yes.
Or for example, you say wa idha as-sama'u. Wa idha as-sama'u. Or for example, idha ash-shamsu. You do not say idha ash-shamsu. No. Idha ash-shamsu quickly.
Yes.
Understood?
Yes.
So it's the same. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ لَقُونُ. Not two counts. One count. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ. As if there is no wow. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ. Alright? That's a very important point. آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا قَالُوا. That mad plus hamza in two separate words. Jaiz.
Munfasil.
Munfasil. The mad is jaiz, yes. Munfasil. You're not forced to stretch it. It's optional. Now, وَإِذَا خَلَوْ خَلَوْ أَوْ sound, lean sound, yes?
Yes.
Wow, preceded by a fatha, or ya sakin preceded by a fatha, it's called lean sound, lean mad. شَيَاطِينِهِمْ طَوْف, the pronunciation of طَا. قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ, the same mad, جَائِز مُنْفَسِل. إِنَّمَا نُون sakin, yeah? Plus noon, the word inna. The word inna has the meaning, an emphasizing meaning. Innama, here, it's kind of a special word, emphasizing or intensifying word, okay? Innama nahnu mustahzeun. Surely, we are deriding them, okay?
Yes.
So,
yes.
The meaning is that. Now, nahnu, pronunciation of the letter ha and mustahzeun. Ha, the letter ha. Ha and ha. So, now, I want Adi Nasir to recite once this ayah.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Wa idha laqul ladhina amanu qalu amanna wa idha khalaw ila shayatinihim qalu inna ma'akum.
Ahsan, mashallah. What a long breath. That's great. Okay. قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ.
قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ.
Superb, mashallah. Without any single mistake. But there was a tiny mistake with the letter خَ. خَلَوْنَا. خَلَوْ. خَلَوْ. A bit heavier, okay? With a fatha.
Yes.
Thank you, mashallah. Now let's listen to Hussein Ruhullah.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون.
ما شاء الله. There is one thing, okay, that reciting longer or with a long breath or a long ayah in one breath, okay, reciting a long ayah in one breath Like, if you are that much good that you will never make a single mistake in this ayah, okay, it's good. You do it, okay? But if there is like a possibility of making a single mistake, it's better to recite it shortly. Okay? For example, nahnu here, the noon was prolonged for two counts, while it's not correct. قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ نحن مستهزئون. Yes, that was correct. Thank you. Hussein Rohla, that was nice. Mashallah. Long breath. Alhamdulillah, you've improved a lot. And Fawad Haider. So recite. A'udhu billah.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytan ar-rajim. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Wa idha laqul ladhina amanu qalu amanna.
أحسن ما شاء الله.
قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم.
أحسن.
قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون.
أحسن. Only the pronunciation of the letter ح. نحن ما شاء الله. Thank you so much, respected brothers and sisters. That was all about this ayah, the Tajweed rules, and also a short explanation. Make sure you refer to the Tafasir books. Okay. And inshallah, learn more about this. We were just translating and explaining a bit. Now, inshallah, we'll finish this session. We'll be with you, inshallah, in the next session. Thanks to IRIB English Radio and also Sevier International Schools Network. See you, inshallah. Walhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi al-tahirin.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad wa ajil farj.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Xavier International Schools.
ذكر وموعظة ونور فيه شفاء للصدور وشفيعنا يوم النشور آياته تروي المدى وصفاته نبع الهدى نرقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا إلا به هو القرآن والفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن
Your horse returns to our camp riderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة مني ونيابة عن والدي.
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves, Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
ولعن الله ابن مرجان ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا.
Brothers and sisters, as you were previously with us, we were discussing who Umar ibn Sa'd was when
we reached this part of Ziyaratul Ashura. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ عُمَرَ بْنَ سَعْد. And may Allah distance from his mercy Umar ibn Sa'd. We said that he was really hesitant to accept the responsibility of sending an army against Imam Hussein alayhi salam in that battle. But when he finally accepted that because of his intoxicating love of the world, even in that time on the night of Ashura, Imam Hussein alayhi salam tried to invite him to abandon the forces of evil and join his forces to attain salvation. Imam told him that, "Do not fear Allah, leave these people and stay with me." And he responded, "My house will be destroyed." Imam said, "It will be built for you." Umar Sa'd says, "My land will be taken." And Imam says, "I will be giving you the better from that with my wealth." And he does not accept. He continues concocting pretexts until Imam, when Imam knows that there is no room for his change, Imam curses him. This scenario is exactly the same as this verse of the Holy Quran, where it says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ أَأَنذَرْتَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تُنذِرْهُمْ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. For the faithless people, it is the same to them whether you warn them or do not warn them. They will not have faith. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاوَةٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. Allah has set a seal on their hearts and their hearing, and there is a blindfold on their sight, and there is a great punishment for them. The Holy Quran exactly explains what the reason is. إِنَّمَا تُنذِرُ مَنِ اتَّبَعَ الذِّكْرِ, the Holy Quran says elsewhere. You can only warn someone who follows the reminder. وَخَشْيَ الرَّحْمَنَ بِالْغَيْبِ, the one who fears all beneficent in secret. These are the ones whom you can warn. فَبَشِّرْهُ بِمَغْفِرَةٍ وَأَجْرٍ كَرِيمٍ, give such people the good news of forgiveness and a noble reward.
When people ask, "I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right," go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, "I'm confused," say, "Please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion." You will see it completely exemplifies. It clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. SubhanAllah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is, do not allow tyranny. Do not allow evil doing. Do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah. He appreciates him. He understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
This is what happened to Umar ibn Sa'd. And as he finally accepted to battle against Imam Hussein alayhi salam, and he rejected Imam Hussein's invitation on the night of Ashura. And when Imam Hussein had incurred several wounds and lay on the plains of Nineveh, unconscious. It was Umar ibn Sa'd who began encouraging his men to behead Imam alayhi salam. Perhaps this is why some historians reckon him as the one who bashara qatl al-Husayn, as the one who directly killed Imam Husayn alayhi salam. What truly shows his nature is what happens in the aftermath of Imam Husayn alayhi salam's martyrdom. Ibn Athir writes, وَلَمَّا قُتِلَ الْحُسَيْنِ أَمَرَ عُمَرُ بْنُ سَعْدٍ نَفَرًا فَرَكَبُوا خُيُولَهُمْ وَأَوْطَأُوا الْحُسَيْنِ. After Imam Husayn alayhi salam was martyred, Umar ibn Sa'd gave orders. He gave orders to a group of people who mounted their horses and trampled the body of Husayn. Dear listeners, this was only a brief story of a person who was defeated in the inner battle, in this jihadun nafs that we used to discuss in the earlier episodes of this year. And this is what happens. As a result of that defeat in the inner battle, he lost the outer battle as well. Due to his love and passion for position, for governorship, he had the audacity of killing the grandson of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam, who was the official divine guide of the age. This is not something small. It is difficult for one to understand how a human being can have such audacity of carrying out such a horrendous massacre. History, however, has always repeated itself, and it will repeat itself again, because the laws of history do not change. We have had many people who were hesitant at first, but looking at these material blessings and wealth they are about to achieve, they forget about everything. They forget about who their imam is. And even worse, they try to stand against him. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.
أنت الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن والزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكيك كل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين.